So we've been discussing the question of eating before or having the Isser Te'ima before Kiddushei Rabbah. So that's the Machlokas Rishonim, Rambam Ravid, with generally Machmir Natu, once we daven Shacharis and Kiddush Kiddushei Rabbah. And the Ravid's Matir is not Midin Kiddush, so unless you're a Chalash, so then we say, you know, we should wait. And there's a further debate on Shabbos even before Tefillah. So it's a machlokas opposed to Mishonim when the Chiyuv Kiddush is Chal, if it's Chal right away, or it's not Chal till after Shacharis, after when Daven. So, and even if it's Chal right away, so maybe you're an Anus because you can't do Kiddush from Makom Suda. L'maisa, the meaning is that one is makel to eat, to have no Isser Te'ima. You can have your cup of coffee not only during the week, but also on Shabbos. However, the further shaila comes up is someone who didn't make Kiddush at night. For whatever reason, you slept through, you didn't make Kiddush balayla, and now you wake up to daven Shacharis. So then, would that make a difference? Is there an Isser Te'ima or not? So, Nechel HaPoskim in Russia, where I gave Nelishtos Mayim or coffee. So it's a machlokes haposkim. So what's the issue? So the Shlomo Kluger points out, and others, that the reason for people, why would they say it's usher? If we say it's mutter before Shacharis. So, Kevin Shachol Tam the Mutta Litom Kodim Tfil Shacharis. The whole issue is that when is. Well, it depends. The whole issue is why are you permitted, whether there's an Isser Te'ima or not, depends on when the Chiyuv Kiddush kicks in. So, if the Chiyuv Kiddush kicks in, so it doesn't begin until after Shacharis. And therefore, you could eat. However, here, that part. Here, Tchila Chiyuv Kfar Balayla. And it's also Lo Litom. And that's to the Shitas that say it's Usher, because the Chiyuv, if you hold the reason why it's Mutter to eat, is because the Chiyuv Kiddush Hayom didn't kick in yet, but the Kiddush Halayla kicked in Bayom. However, the reason for those who are Matir, since it's Eif Shalakayim Din Kiddush B'Makom Suda, you can't fulfill Kiddush B'Makom Suda anyway, because it's you didn't daven Shacharis yet, so it's begeder anus on mitzvahs kiddush, and therefore, since it's impossible to fill it, it's like this man of kiddush didn't come, and therefore that's why it'd be mutter. And what about the poskim say it's asa litom ad sheyikadesh? Im mitzdar machmazeh im mutter litom. What about we said if you're a cholish before kiddushei rabba? So the poskim write the ein lo amala kadesh. Hari mutter litom mishum the mitzvah's onig doka iser tima of nei kiddush. The mitzvah onig pushes off the iser of tima. The mutter litom kadei shelo yeh shorei b'tzar. Amnen yishvoma do idach yisa the imishum ha mutter shikadesh yochel mizonas. So then kadei she kiddush b'makom suda. Ve'ida asa lecho kodem matfila ve'yishom and the mitzvahs oneg docha isra dachila kodem matfila. So that gets into, some say there's an isra te'ima because since the chiyuv kicked in, others point out it's kiddush b'makom suda, you can't do it, you're an anus, or even then maybe if it's a tashlumin, or depending on what's pshat, why do you have to make kiddush again, or it's still the zman, so even if it did kick in, but since you can't do Kiddush from Makom Suda, so therefore, in that case, I'm better not to eat. So we have, on one hand, we make go in general that there's no Isser, it's a Machlokas, we show it in Poskim, but the minig olam seems to be there's no Isser Te'ima before Kiddushei Rabbah. A further Machlokas, we show it in Poskim whether there's an Isser Te'ima. So Kiddushei Rabbah, we assume like the Rambam, there is an Isser unless you're Cholish, on eating and having a cup of coffee before davening on Shabbos, the Machlokas. As opposed to the Wimeko, we assume that one is permitted to do the Dima because there's no mitzvah of Kiddush yet. You can't do Kiddush with Makam Suda, or with generally you could have Tehima before a mitzvah. And there's a further debate if you didn't make Kiddush last night, if you could have Tehima before davening, depending on when you hold the Chi of Kiddush. If it did, so I say you're honest because you can't do Kiddush for Makam Suda.